I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The so-called Global South has been rising in economic clout since the mid-2000s. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says a similar trend is happening in the mission field.
There is more and more of a rising of leadership, and certainly from a cultural perspective, they know more about how to engage with their own cultures than we do. We're going through a major paradigm shift or a transition. And so the West is not going to be in the same position of leadership.
That's why they're looking for partners to reach the billions of oral learners worldwide. Oral learners are people who don't learn to communicate through written means.
There's a huge population there that we've got to lift up and enable to be effective leaders if we really truly want to reach the rest.
And God knows the story of each of the 1.1 million Syrian refugees taking shelter in Lebanon. Take Farida, for example. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says she lived in constant fear of her abusive husband. Then something changed.
She got connected with our Hope Ministry Center in the South, came to faith in Christ. She went to Bible study, has grown in her faith in the last year tremendously. She now leads worship in our Sunday morning worship gathering in the South. She's been baptized.
Farida is one of thousands of refugees in Lebanon who've been changed by God's redemptive love. There are many more who still need to hear the gospel. You can partner with Heart for Lebanon to spread the good news. We'll help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.